Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Founder's Dilemmas by Noam Wasserman is a research-driven guide to the earliest high-stakes decisions that shape a startup's trajectory, written for founders, investors, and anyone advising new ventures. The book focuses less on product and market strategy, and more on the people and governance choices that repeatedly cause promising companies to fracture or stall. Drawing on large sample empirical work and founder stories from well-known startups, Wasserman maps the recurring trade-offs behind co-founder selection, equity division, leadership roles, hiring, investor selection, and CEO succession. A central thread is the tension between building value by bringing in talent and capital versus retaining authority and ownership. Rather than presenting a single formula for success, the book helps readers anticipate predictable conflict points, understand incentives, and structure decisions early, while change is still inexpensive. Its practical aim is to reduce avoidable mistakes that can strip founders of control, damage relationships, or eliminate financial upside. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth versus control as the recurring trade-off. One of the book's most important lenses is the wealth versus control dilemma. Founders often want to remain firmly in charge, yet the fastest path to building a valuable company typically requires sharing equity and decision rights with co-founders, employees, and investors. Wasserman frames this as a pattern that resurfaces across the startup lifecycle, not a one-time choice. Early on, it appears in decisions like whether to add a co-founder, how much stock to allocate to attract key talent, and what governance terms to accept when raising capital. Later, it shows up in board composition, voting control, and whether a founder remains CEO as the company scales. The insight is not that control is bad or dilution is always good, but that founders should decide deliberately which goal they are optimizing for at each stage and understand the price of each path. The book encourages readers to anticipate how seemingly small concessions compound over time and to avoid drifting into outcomes they never intended. Secondly, co-founder decisions solo versus team and choosing partners. Wasserman treats team formation as a foundational decision with long-term consequences. The book explores the solo versus team dilemma, emphasizing that solo founders keep autonomy but may face gaps in skills, networks, and credibility that slow execution or fundraising. Founding with others can broaden capabilities and share pressure, yet it introduces coordination costs and the risk of conflict. A major focus is how founders choose partners, including the common pull toward friends and family. Because pre-existing relationships can create trust, they can also make hard conversations about performance, authority, and equity more emotionally loaded and easier to postpone. The book pushes readers to evaluate prospective co-founders based on complementary skills, aligned commitment, and compatible working styles, not just personal closeness. It also highlights the importance of discussing expectations, early time horizons, role definitions, decision-making, and what happens if someone underperforms or wants out. By surfacing these issues up front, founders reduce the chance that unresolved assumptions later splinter the team. Thirdly, splitting equity and designing incentives that survive growth. Equity allocation is presented as both an economic and psychological problem. Wasserman examines the reward dilemma, how to divide ownership among founders and early contributors in a way that matches risk, contribution, and future effort, while also supporting morale and retention. A key warning is that quick or overly equal splits can feel fair at the moment, but become destabilizing when responsibilities diverge or when one person carries the company through difficult periods. At the same time, excessively aggressive allocations can poison trust and make collaboration brittle. The book encourages founders to treat equity as part of an incentive system that must remain credible as the startup evolves, which includes considering vesting, cliff periods, and clear terms around departures. It also ties equity decisions to future fundraising and hiring needs. Giving away too little can make it hard to recruit executives or close investment, while giving away too much too early can leave founders without meaningful ownership and motivation. The overall message is to design equity with the future in mind, not only the initial moment of enthusiasm. Fourthly, roles, decision rights, and the 3 R's alignment approach. Many early startup conflicts are not about ideas, but about ambiguity. Wasserman emphasizes role dilemmas, who does what, who decides what, and how authority changes as the company matures. When roles are unclear, founders can duplicate work, miss critical tasks, or fight over territory once the stakes rise. The book links these issues to relationship dynamics and compensation expectations, showing how misunderstandings can cascade into mistrust. To address this, Wasserman introduces a structured way to think about alignment across roles, rewards, and relationships. The value of the framework is that it treats the founding team as a system, changes in responsibilities should be matched by adjustments in incentives and communication, and unresolved tensions in one area often surface as problems in another. The book also discusses the need to professionalize decision-making as a startup grows, including when to add experienced leaders and how to prevent governance from becoming either chaotic or overly centralized. The aim is not bureaucracy, but clarity that preserves speed while reducing preventable conflict. Lastly, hiring investors and founder CEO succession as startup scale. The hardest decisions often involve upgrading the organization without breaking the culture or disempowering the founders. Wasserman addresses hiring dilemmas such as when to bring in functional leaders, how to avoid hiring too early or too late, and how to evaluate candidates who may outgrow the founders in expertise. He also explores investor dilemmas. Capital can accelerate growth and add strategic help, but it can also introduce new control pressures through board seats, terms, and differing time horizons. The book encourages founders to assess investors as long-term partners, not only as money, and to think through how governance will work when disagreements arise. A particularly sensitive topic is founder-CEO succession. Wasserman discusses how scaling can demand different leadership skills than founding, and how founder identity and control concerns can make transitions difficult. The practical takeaway is to recognize early warning signs, plan for leadership evolution, and prioritize company health over titles, while still protecting founder interests through thoughtful structure and communication. In conclusion, The Founder's Dilemmas is best suited for prospective and first-time founders, early-stage co-founder teams, and investors or advisors who regularly see companies struggle with people and governance issues. Readers who want a playbook for product discovery may find it less direct than lean experimentation guides. But those who want to avoid the most common team-breaking mistakes will gain substantial value. The practical benefit is not a checklist of tactics, but a clearer ability to anticipate where conflict and misalignment typically emerge. Partner choice, equity and incentives, decision rights, hiring inflection points, investor selection, and leadership transition. Intellectually, the book stands out because it organizes these issues as recurring dilemmas with trade-offs, rather than as moral judgments or simplistic rules. Compared with many startup books that focus on strategy, fundraising hacks, or inspirational narratives, Wasserman's approach is grounded in systematic research and emphasizes that execution failures are often rooted in human dynamics and governance structure. Its lasting contribution is making founders confront uncomfortable questions early, when the cost of restructuring is still low, so they can build companies that are both scalable and resilient. If you would like to support Noam Wasserman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.